Chapter 22. Interview with Tanner Byron, contestant number 14, the oldest contestant on You're Going to Mars, at 52 years old. I've been running marathons since I was in college. I'm probably in better shape now than I've ever been. But it's not just the running. It's the beet juice. Do you have any idea how many micronutrients are in beet juice? The glutathione boost alone, I mean, blood pressure, cholesterol, it's pretty much the perfect food. Sure, my shit's bright red, but who sees that? Or do you guys see that? I hadn't thought with all the cameras and everything. Oh, sorry, what, Mars? Yes, of course, I can't wait to make it to Mars. Another giant step for mankind, right? Start a little beet farm in the greenhouse, possibly. If I'm going off on the beet juice thing too much, just let me know. They've got us marching down the hall in our color-coded training suits, out to the Great Hall, a massive space complete with separate gym areas for each team, our communal dining space, a computer sandbox testing area, and a lounge, and of course, more cameras than one could count. Hey! It's Aurora. She sidles up next to me and brushes my shoulder. I notice the number patch on her shirt. Aurora, you were the last one in. How did you get number one?
Because I'm number one.
No, really. I was the 25th one in, and mine says 25. You came in last. She grins and puffs out her chest, showing off the big white 01.
Squeaky wheel. Larson is scared of me. It's the least he could do, that liar.
Some poor sap Avery woke up with a 26 on her shirt. I saw her looking around, bewildered.
It was pretty funny.
Hilarious. She leans in and whispers,
"Hey, guess what Captain Daniels' first name is?"
I shrug. "I don't know. Rick, Jack, something with a chiseled chin."
"It's Daniel."
"No."
"Yep, Daniel Daniels."
"Wow, I thought my mother was terrible."
"Right? But just so you know, I found out something else, too. If you need some brownie points, call him Dan Dan. He likes that. Puts a skip in his step."
"No way. Wait, really?
Would I lie to you?"
We enter the Great Hall, each team heading over to its team leader. Captain Dan Daniels, I'm still having a hard time with the name, looks at his watch.
"You're late."
I take a quick glance up at the clock, next to a giant display with all our names on it. It's 10 seconds past 7 o'clock. We're 10 seconds late. Somehow, I think this tells me all I will ever need to know about Captain Daniels. He barks,
"Claire Soames!"
Claire raises her hand.
"Put your hand down, Soames. Just say present, sir."
"Present, sir."
She bats her eyelashes at him.
"Is there something wrong with your eyes, Soames?"
No. Sorry, sir.
"Good. Mike Horner?"
"Present, sir."
"Benji Greenberg?"
"Present, sir."
"Robin Smith?"
"Present, sir."
He looks down at his tablet again.
"Smith. Not a very awe-inspiring name, is it?"
"No, sir. My mother couldn't come up with anything better, sir."
My teammates laugh and immediately regret it. Daniels isn't laughing.
"Well, well, I'm glad to see we're all in good spirits this morning. Let's celebrate by giving me 50. All of you."
Benji raises his hand.
"Goldberg?"
"Greenberg.
50 what, sir?"
Daniels jiggles Benji's twig-thin arms.
50 whatever you think you can handle. In your case, I wouldn't start with push-ups."
It's comical, of course. I can maybe handle 50 push-ups, so I start in. And Mike Horner, angling for that role on Star Wars 15, is in top shape. He can probably do a couple of hundred without raising his heart rate. But Benji resorts to some form of sit-up-type thing I don't even recognize. He looks like he's having a seizure. And my last teammate, Claire, I almost start giggling. She's standing doing bicep curls. With no weights. Just curling her empty arms up and down, and counting. She spies me watching out of the corner of her eye and winks.
"Feel the burn. Do you feel it, Robin?"
"I feel the burn, Claire."
Daniels squats in front of me.
"Did I ask you to talk?"
"No, sir. Sorry, sir."
"Well, you've earned 20 more, Smith. Keep it up."
"Hey, what about Claire? She was talking."
30 more. Want to try for 40?
Oh, well, it looks like he's making me the example. Fun. Somewhere around 35, a memory pops into my brain. When I was little, the three of us used to take turns sitting on Dad's back while he did push-ups. You'd never know it from his hangdog look and his spare tire, but he's amazingly strong. So we would take turns, and eventually all three of us would pile on, and he would eke out one or two more push-ups and collapse, and then roll over and start wrestling all of us at once. We would win, naturally, the Forest triple team, but only because he let us win, every time. My family, I've never been apart from them, not for a single day, and now they might as well be 140 million miles away. A tear mixes with my sweat and falls to the floor. Daniel, still squatting in front of me, considers the tear. For a fleeting moment, I think he feels compassion for the first time in his life, because he says, "Hey, Smith, you want to hear something inspiring?"
"Yes, sir. I would like to hear something inspiring."
"There have been more Smiths in space than any other name."
"Yes, sir. 28, sir."
I look up at him and grin. He raises an eyebrow.
"Well, look at you. You're actually right."
He looks marginally pleased. Maybe it's time to rack up a few of those brownie points. "Thanks, Dan."
His eyes widen and he growls. "What did you just call me?"
Nothing, sir. I'm sorry. Aurora said..."
He kicks my arm out from under me, my face smacking into the sweaty, teary mat.
"If you ever call me that again, I will have you booted off this mission faster than a peanut butter sandwich runs away from a bear. Now keep doing push-ups until you throw up."
I collapse around 75 and flip over, exhausted, dry heaving, staring up at the ceiling. My arms feel weaker than how Benji's must feel all the time. He, Claire, and Mike stand at attention, quiet as mice, trying to avoid becoming the next example. Daniel stands over my body on the floor, looking upside down into my face. I make a mental note to never believe anything Aurora tells me ever again. A half hour later, my three teammates have joined me on the floor, panting, dry heaving, wishing for death.
"Okay, people, good warm-up. Let's start your workout."
I groan, and Claire raises her hand tentatively. "Start?" And for the first and last time that day, Daniel smiles.